Welcome everybody to another edition of 3G One Up. I'm Keith. I'm sitting here with Spencer and David.
What's going on, everyone?
Hey there.
We're gonna talk about some video games and shit.
So, is that what we do? That's what we do here.
Can we talk about the shit first?
All right. What kind of shit did you guys take today?
Liquidy.
Oof.
A little loose. I've been eating a lot of fast food.
Dang. I was pushing rope, so I feel pretty good. All right, now that we got that out of the way, let's talk about the video games. So, been playing some Fall Guys. I know Spencer has. How many wins you got now, Spence? You
got like eight. I got my eighth one today.
Fuck yeah. You got
actually
two wins.
Seven and eight.
Yeah. I got a win just right before we started recording, too, and a royal fumble. That's like my winningest final match now. I get a lot of wins.
He's got more wins than Spencer, so
got one more win than Spencer.
Yeah, he got the one after I quit, after I stopped this afternoon.
Yep. So fuck you. Yeah, I'm still loving that game and hating it at the same exact time. People fucking suck. I hate everybody in that game. I thought DayZ was really bad for my trust issues because everybody you come across, like everybody you see, is fucking out to get you in some way, gonna steal from you, gonna shoot you, do something.
I imagine that's a big part of the fun of that game is just like fucking with people, pushing them off the side and stuff.
Yeah, Fall Guys is worse for my trust issues than DayZ. It's you can't trust a single person around you. All of a sudden they're gonna grab you at the last second. You're gonna go tumbling, and your day's ruined.
Yeah, it's ridiculous the amount of griefing in that game. It's constant, and it's turned me into a griefer.
Yep, I'm with you. I go for grabs now. I used to just like avoid it and say fuck karma. Well, karma was fucking me over anyway because I was getting tossed into holes and shit. So now I joined the griefing club, and I blame all of you. One cool thing I did want to talk about with Fall Guys, we talked a little bit about that charity that they were doing, right? That they announced on Twitter. I think we talked about it a couple episodes ago. Well, they took a couple of weeks and took bids from different companies, streamers, whatnot, and highest bid was going to get a skin of theirs put in the game. Well, it finally concluded, and four people teamed up to drop $1 million at this charity. And Fall Guys did a cool thing for them as well. Instead of doing a collaborative skin, they're giving each of these entities their own skin, which is pretty dang cool.
Yeah, I think that's really awesome. I mean, it's all for a good cause, so what's it matter? I think that's really a cool thing to do.
Yeah, so the winners of the bidding contest were G2 Esports, Ninja, Aim Lab, and Mr. Beast. So G2 Esports is like a esports conglomerate. They're like a team. Ninja, if you don't know Ninja, he's a massive streamer. He's been streaming for a long time. He's gigantic, makes a lot of money doing what he does, and he's actually quite generous with it. So good to see him doing more things like this. Aim Lab have you guys seen Aim Lab?
No.
It's a game on Steam. I just recently learned about this. And it's free to test your aim. So you basically shoot at these like balloons with different guns, and people are making it super competitive, I guess. It looks pretty cool. I'm going to have to try it out.
Yeah, I just pulled it up here. This looks pretty awesome. It's an FPS trainer built by neuroscientists.
Yeah, it's a really cool idea. I had no idea what it was until I saw that they won this. I was like, I don't know who Aim Lab is. And I checked it out, and it looks pretty awesome.
I mean, I'm going to be honest, I need something like this because I'm garbage at FPSs, especially on PC.
Right? If you want to start doing better at Valorant, Warzone, whatever, this is a great tool. And like I said, people are making it competitive for like most shots hit in the certain time zone, and it's becoming quite a thing, I guess.
Wow, that's cool.
So and they're one of the big. Yeah. They're one of the big donors, and Mr. Beast. Do you guys know who Mr. Beast is? David, you watch more YouTube than I think either of us. Do you know who Mr. Beast is?
I've heard of him, but I've never really watched him.
I watched one of his videos today, and I feel like this guy just has a fuck ton of money. That's what he is. He's a bunch of money. He gives money away all the time.
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
He just makes videos of like giving money away. It's like, well, where did you get all this money? Where's this? What? But he sells a fuck ton of merch and everything. I guess he's gigantic.
Yeah, it seems like, I mean, if you make more money on a video than you gave away to make the video, I guess that's a plus, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he has 7.1 million followers on Twitter. Like,
this dude has 55 million YouTube subscribers.
Yeah.
He's got 7.6 billion total views. How much money is that?
That's insane. I don't know. So yeah, he got huge probably through YouTube. I honestly don't know where this guy came from. I never really heard of him until recently as well. Maybe I'm an idiot.
He's only 22 years old.
Yeah, but maybe I'm just too boomer to know. I don't know. But he threw down 250 grand for this donation as well. So those four donors, they're each getting a skin in Fall Guys, which is going to be really cool. I'm excited to see those. Did you see this charity that the money's going to? It's actually a really cool charity. It's called Special Effect. Have you guys seen this?
You know, they're one that I've heard of before, but talking about them now, I'm on their website reading more about what they do. This is a pretty amazing organization, I think.
Give me the rundown, David.
They make accessible controllers for people with disabilities. They essentially their motto is making gaming as accessible as possible, whatever your condition, you know. And it's something that I can definitely get behind. It's a good goal.
They do amazing. Fucking incredible stuff, like super individualistic tools for some of these kids and adults, like that use head motion if they don't have a whole lot of like arm or finger control. Wow. They make like controllers that like are on stands so you can use your chin or your head, and bigger joysticks, feet controls and stuff. They do some amazing stuff. So this $1 million is gonna definitely help them out. That it's just really cool.
I'll read a little bit. They under video game access here, they have our work is transformational and unique. Our team of therapists and technologists are determined that everyone, whatever their physical disability, should be able to share the fun, laughter, and inclusion that video games can bring. From controller mods to voice and switch controls, all our customized gaming setups are designed to suit the very specific individual needs of each person that we help. And then they have something called the Stargaze Project. The impact of what we do extends beyond video games. Our Stargaze Project brings the loan and support of eye control technology to people who suffer a sudden injury or illness that leaves them completely paralyzed except for their eyes. It's technology that can initially provide emergency communication, but can also lead to independence, education, work, and leisure.
They do really awesome things. Again, this group is called Special Effect. They're an organization out of the UK. And yeah, go check them out. It's some really cool shit.
Yeah, that's awesome. It sounds like Microsoft's adaptive controller taken like 10 levels further.
Right. And I don't know, people, Fall Guys jumping on something like this is great too. This is a very accessible game. Anybody can play this. It doesn't matter what age you are or anything like that. I've watched people playing. They've made like single button controller boxes where they're trying to get good at playing Fall Guys with that. So you have to tap it a certain amount of times to turn right, tap it a certain amount of times to, so like it's already accessible. You don't need a whole lot of controls for this anyway. So them getting on board to make their game more accessible through these controllers is really fucking cool too.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, enough about Fall Guys. I feel like we're getting stuck in a loop. Oh.
We have to say something about Fall Guys Season 2 trailer.
Oh, you're fucking right. We can't do enough about Fall Guys because that was great. David was just talking about it before you got on. And he was like, oh, they have Vikings and knights and stuff? It's like, not yet. In a month. We got one more month and then it's coming our way.
Medieval themed Season 2 looks fantastic. New levels, siege levels, like drawbridges, all kinds of new costumes. It's going to be fantastic.
It looks chaotic too, because some of these new games, you have to, it looks like you got to like drag things around to get over obstacles and shit. And it's just going to add to that trolliness. It's going to be fucking wild.
And that's it. That's all my fault, guys. All right. Now we can move on.
All right. Thanks, Spencer, for holding this up. Next thing on my list was I kind of wanted to trash again on Marvel's Avengers. You know, we talked some shit about them a week or two ago.
Because they keep doing trash shit.
Yeah, we were talking shit about them because they were making Spider-Man exclusive to PS4. And that still apparently is a thing. They're not backing down on that, which is dog shit for PC and Xbox players missing out on that storyline and Spider-Man content. But David, you shared this this article with us, I think. What do you have to say about this new bullshit coming our way?
So they're gonna have. What are they going to call it? Some sort of bullshit battle pass, that everything that every game's doing nowadays. For each character, $10 each for each battle pass, and each battle pass is going to have your skins and I don't know. So I didn't even look at it. I just got too pissed off hearing about getting $10 more for an already $60
per going to be $70. Character.
Yeah, going to be $70 game. Like, they're going to have their shitty little grace period, but this game will be $70 when the next gen comes out within a year of that.
Yeah, the next gen optimized version will be $70 probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then $10 per character on top of that. Fuck all of that noise, Square Enix.
How many characters are there playable? At least like 7 or 8?
Right now at launch, which this game comes out on Friday, I believe, right? I don't remember.
Yeah, Friday.
So at launch, you get 6 characters. Those 6 characters, they're calling them, I think, Hero Challenge cards. You get all 6 of those Hero Challenge cards with those 6 characters that you buy the game with. Every subsequent character that comes out for the game, you get the character, but you do not get the Hero Challenge card unless you pay in 1,000 credits. $5 will get you 500 credits, so $10 gets you 1,000 credits to buy the cosmetics for this character that you already bought the game for. I think that's going to include Spider-Man because he is not a release character. So I believe even PlayStation 4 people will have an additional $10 to pay for everybody else, because that will be an additional battle or Hero Challenge card, battle pass, whatever the fuck you want to call it. So it's just a bunch of dog shit. I guess through these battle passes, you do earn credits through some of them as well. So it'll pad what you do have to pay. But I'm assuming by the end of the character arcs, you're going to you won't be able to get everything for free, if I were to guess. And that's just dog shit for an expensive game like this. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's a complete letdown. Like, the original announcement had everyone so excited because it was like, is this going to be the Avengers version of Sony's Spider-Man, right? And then every fucking piece of news that's come out about this game is just a letdown after letdown after letdown.
And I've watched some streams of it through their beta and some of their early release now. Lyric was playing some. I watched Shroud play some of the co-op during the beta. And it looks all right. It looks like a fun game, but it's, I don't know, for the bullshit surrounding it, I don't know if it's worth it, to be perfectly honest. It is just kind of a beat-em-up storyline game, because it isn't the Avengers version of Spider-Man. It is a much more linear game than that. So while it's still cool and it looks good, and there's like, you get to upgrade your characters, there's talent trees and stuff, so it is a little bit more than just a beat 'em up, it's still not worth the additional $10 for every Hero Access battle card. I want all those cosmetics. I paid for the game. I want those cosmetics. You know, microtransactions are getting to be too ridiculous. They're saying that it's warranted. This is weird out of Square Enix as well. They're saying that it's warranted because that's additional content. It's like paying for DLC. But No, it's not. Not in my opinion. You know, I'd much rather have a later DLC that, like, a real expansion. Remember when expansions were expansions and it wasn't just some shit DLC that they crapped out in 20 minutes and slapped a $30 price tag on it? And right. Your $30 went towards, like, almost a brand new game. I wish we could get back to that.
It's not even that been that long. Like, Just Cause 3 DLC was totally worth it. 15 yeah. bucks per expansion. You got a good 8 to 10 hours out of each one.
And you know, I got to bring it back to bring up Fall Guys. Fall Guys is a $20 game that erupted. Yes, they do have microtransactions. I know you're going to throw that at me, but they're completely optional. You make Kudos the paid currency that you can buy by playing the game. If you just want to grind it out, which I've been doing, I've paid nothing more than the $20. And I've bought everything that I want to buy other than for the crowns, which you can only get by winning, which I fucking love. I love that somebody can't go on there, drop $1,000 on 100 crowns and buy all that content just by buying it. I love that crowns are winning content. That is amazing.
Yeah, it really harkens back to the old days of like, take it like Call of Duty, right? Like the super, you know, the Modern Warfare 2 or whatever, where if somebody had that fucking gold camo on their gun or the diamond camo, you knew that they fucking earned it.
Yeah.
So it's like that in Fall Guys. Like, you see somebody with a skin that costs, a full suit that cost them 10 fucking wins. That's the only way to get it, is you had to win that game 10 times.
Yep. Yeah, and for a lot of us, that's a lot of wins. For some people, they're getting wins like crazy. But for a lot of us out there, these wins are tough to come by, man.
How many hours do you have in the game now?
I don't even know. I gotta look. But yeah, like for Marvel's Avengers, a $60 to $70 game, they're putting these major microtransactions in there, and it just doesn't make sense when smaller games can make major money. And given they did not dump nearly the budget into Fall Guys that they did into Avengers, obviously, but they're gonna make their nut on the $60-$70 price tag.
And that's the difference, right? Like, Fall Guys is such a fun game, and I've poured so many hours into it that I would be super willing to pay a AAA price for it.
Yeah.
But Avengers, with all this nickel and diming bullshit, I'm not going to go anywhere near it at that price.
But, no. I mean, maybe that's part of the problem, is, like, they had to pay this exorbitant fee to get this, I mean, this IP that's in high demand right now, right? The Avengers Endgame storyline just finished up, so Avengers are a hot commodity right now.
But like, look at a game like, and I know this is a bad example in today's, as of today, but if you look at a game like Grand Theft Auto 5, which did not have GTA Online for the first like 2 years it was out, and that game still on release made billions of dollars. They made their budget back within a month of release.
And now with the shark cards.
Right, but and that's what I'm saying. Even before they instituted GTA Online, which is making a money hand over fist for 10 years now or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, before that, they made their money back and a nice little profit. Like, but all of a sudden, it's all this nickel and dime bullshit.
Yeah, I'm just tired of seeing these big companies that have been around forever that have put out amazing games before just go to this underhanded nickel and dime bullshit that they've been doing so much lately.
And I get it. Like, I understand that they wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't more profitable than what they had been doing. But it sucks, because I feel like they're taking these games that were meant originally for everybody, and all of a sudden they're tailored to the 0.5% of their user base that are whales and are dropping thousands of dollars for fucking skins.
Yeah, you've got either your whales that can drop all the money on all the skins, or the people that are able to play for the 8 to 10 hours a day to complete everything and grind out the what you need. If it's even grindable in this game, like I said, I know you get some credits, but I don't know if you get enough credits to buy all your battle passes. So
almost guaranteed not, because it's a AAA studio.
I would have to agree with you there. And it's just really sad to see out of Square Enix, where If they would have done something like give us all of this stuff and then later on drop a big fat expansion for the game, I would buy it, and I would buy into the expansion probably too. Like, that's what I've come to expect out of a game. You deliver this game, and I shouldn't have to nickel and dime my way through the next couple of years of enjoyment out of it until you put out more content that is worthy of a price tag on it.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely going to be a game I'm going to avoid.
This will be like, I mean, this, it's not like there's an online environment, right? I mean, other than maybe some co-op, like online co-op, it's not like a multiplayer arena or some shit like that, right?
Right.
So at this point, why wouldn't I just wait until I can buy this game for fucking $10 at GameStop or you know, Steam sale for $4.99 in 3 years?
Yeah,
play
that's what
I'm saying. Play and not give a shit.
Yeah.
Hopefully it flops hard for them.
Yeah, it's because then we'll see those early Steam sales that you get every once in a while where... But it's not going to flop. It's Avengers, you know. It's on every platform. Unfortunately, it's not going to flop for them, and they're going to make a ton of money off of this and the battle passes, because there are plenty of whales willing to pay for it. And it just sucks that I was really excited for this game, and now, like Spencer said, I'm just going to wait for 2 years until it's $10 on a Steam sale.
Yep.
I have 48.9 hours in Fall Guys.
Nice. I'm at 48.6. So going back to that, in that time, you've got what, 9 wins? I've got 8 wins.
Yep.
And we've put a total of $20 each into that game.
Yep.
So
yeah.
Do it that way you will.
And yeah, I'm going to pass on Avengers. Let's move on to something else. Cause I mean, there's nothing else I could say about that other than more bullshit. So next thing on my list is big time news. We were going to record tomorrow or yesterday, and I'm glad we postponed it till today, because this big NVIDIA news just dropped today about their 3000 series. And it's really fucking good news for everybody wanting to buy PC parts or GPUs this year. Spencer, were you able to check out much of this news? What was coming out from NVIDIA today?
Yeah, I went through the whole rundown. It is super, super exciting. So we've got 3 cards announced. The flagship RTX 3080, which will be the high end that's affordable. There's the RTX 3070, which is a bit more budget friendly. And then the RTX 3090, which is the successor to the Titan RTX line.
Yeah, that's your big dick.
Yeah. So let me pull it up.
And it's here. Real big dick, by the way. 3090 tops out at 5,248 CUDA cores, 24 Jesus. Gigs of GDDR6X video memory, and that's just massive. And with this new Ampere technology that they're using, it's supposed to be just mind-blowingly good. What did they say? 8K at 60 frames?
8K at 60 FPS.
Yeah.
That is... it's utterly unbelievable. Like, there's no need for 8K gaming right now, because an 8K monitor is going to cost you...
More than your whole computer.
More than the whole rig, and then some.
Yeah.
Like...
At what point do your eyes just melt?
Right, yeah, that's the thing. So it's just ridiculous how great these cards are going to be.
I can't wait till we get to eye melting technology.
It's coming. It's coming soon.
So your eyes just become this green.
Yeah. So the RTX 3070, this is the budget friendly version coming in at $499 MSRP, outperforms the RTX 2080 Ti. Which is the top of the line card other than the Titan series.
And I am going to be keeping my eyes out for this next week, because Tom's Hardware trying to get their hands on these cards to run their own benchmarks so we can see the true numbers. But what they're boasting is most of these cards are doubling the performance of their predecessors.
Yeah. Like I said, the budget version is like 50% faster than the flagship current gen. Like, we're looking, the 2080 Ti, 13.4 teraflops. The 3070, 20.4.
Yeah, and
it also draws less power.
Less power. It's got the 8 gigabytes, which I was questioning, but I guess they've just made it so their video memory is fucking fast.
Yep.
I'm going to have to bleep that out.
We did it again.
Good thing we discovered bleep technology.
It's only in the past few weeks that it's become available to the public at large.
We might not be able to fool them for long. They might start to guess at what we're saying.
It's going to get there. So, yeah, it's going to be absolutely insane how good these cards are compared to the current gen. And at a fraction of the price.
Yeah, the RTX...
That 2080 Ti is still $1,000. $1,200 for the Founders Edition. The 3080, $699. The 3070, which is better than the 2080 Ti, is $499.
$499.
We're cutting these prices in half for better performance.
I'm pretty fucking stoked. This is definitely going to be where my money goes for my first upgrade into my PC. And I'm really glad that I'm not going to have to save for another year to put other parts in there, you know?
Right, yeah. Like I said, I'm saving up. I'm hoping to have enough to be able to pre-order one in 2 weeks. Like,
yeah, and I wish you luck on the pre-order. I tried to pre-order a 1080 Founders, and they fucking sell out quick. Hopefully their systems run smoother now, and you said you got your notifications turned on to it and everything, so... I hope you get one, because those are sick looking cards.
Yeah,
those cards are going to be back ordered hard.
Yeah, probably.
Big time.
But luckily, it shouldn't be long before all of the third party manufacturers start spitting them out like crazy too.
And those will also be on back order for at least a couple of months.
Like, oh yeah, for sure.
You're going to have to jump on these deals really quick, especially at these prices. The predecessors, the 1080s, the 2080s, they were selling out, and they were $400 more than this was at release, if not more. So, like, it's going to be hard to get your hands on these unless you're really quick on the punch. So, if you're looking to upgrade your GPUs, the 17th is when we should be seeing the 3080s and the 3090s, and I think
the 24th is the 3090.
Okay, and the 3070 is not until October.
Right.
So these 3080s are the first ones, the flagship, like you said.
Did you guys see the Cyberpunk official GeForce RTX 30 series gameplay trailer?
Yeah, I did. They were like, "Look how great this looks," and I'm watching it it looks like every other trailer, but that doesn't mean it looks bad, because Cyberpunk looks fucking great.
I want this fucking game so goddamn bad. I'm so into this game. I'm really, really hyped for it.
Yeah.
And they've given I've been watching on their Twitter, they've given their Twitter guy the go-ahead to start doing a countdown. And even on this RTX 3000 series video, they had November 19th posted on there as a for sure date. So I don't think we're looking at another pushback. I think we are definitely getting this game in November.
At the end of this this RTX trailer, it was, again, the 19th.
Yep.
Excited for it.
Yep, me too. I am really fucking pumped for that shit. I think we're in for a good later part of this year, fellas. It's gonna be a good time in gaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fall's my favorite time, and video games are a big reason why.
November's gonna be a rough time for like every other aspect of life, so at least we're gonna have a nice little nugget of happiness in Cyberpunk 2077. All right, boys. Well, that's what I got off of my list. That was the biggest news I had was the 3000 series. I'm super pumped. I know Spencer is, and this is going to be the card of all cards. Like, they did the same thing with the 2080 series and then the 1080 series. So they're just putting out good shit. Go Nvidia. And it still makes me really excited to see what Big Navi puts out. They might put even more competitive prices out there. They might not be seeing these numbers, but they might be just behind them at a more
price. Yeah.
Yeah. So those cards are going to be really exciting to see come out too. Okay. Well, what else we got?
David, do you have anything? I got some news, but I'll do that at the end.
I just wanted to talk about like starting to hit my groove with Grounded a little bit.
Oh yeah. I did want to talk about Grounded too, because we actually got to all play a video game together.
Yeah, we kind of laid out a little bit of a shit base. Feels a little bit rudimentary as of right now.
But oh, definitely. It was Spencer's first time on the game. It was like my second hour in the game. So yeah. we were all pretty
was bad. Bobble fucking around the entire time.
But so in addition to the walls that we've got up around our little juice box there, I managed to put up some scaffolding and some stairs up to the top of the juice box so that we got a nice little lookout point.
Nice.
And I found some clay today, which I didn't even know was in the game, and that's how you build foundations, which is how you build walls that don't look like shit and click to...
Okay, flat ground. I was seeing all these pictures you were posting to us in Discord. It's like, how did they get the ground flat? We couldn't do jack shit.
No, it's yeah, I know. It's the foundation. You use the foundations to flatten shit out and then build on top of that. Yeah, because I posted a picture and I just sent it to you guys. I didn't post it in the main Discord, but this like huge like Japanese inspired temple right on the water's edge that I was just like, holy fuck! How do you even manage that?
We should share that in the main Discord. Come by, check out our Discord for some of these builds because they're fucking incredible.
Yeah, I'll go post them in there too because they're nuts.
And if you haven't played Grounded and you got Battle Pass, get on there and play. It's a lot of fun. It is still early development, so be aware of that. But also be helpful in that. You know, I say a lot of be aware of early development, but if you do get into it and you find some bugs, don't just get angry at it. Like,
yeah,
tell them about it. That's what they're having us play it for. So
that's what it's for.
I mean, there's plenty of forums, there's plenty of places to let them know about that. I'm sure they're active on their subreddit. I know a lot of developers are active on subreddits these days. Spencer was telling me that the Fall Guys devs are all over their subreddit.
Who always with the Fall Guys with you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to deny it. So yeah, go check out Grounded. It's a great game. We got to play it together. If you got a few buddies playing on PC and Xbox, you can join together. I think it's up to 4 people in a server, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I believe so.
And it's fun. And you're going to get fucked up by spiders and stink bugs and shit, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we need to go farm some bombardier beetles. We need to go fuck their days up.
I'm down. We should get back on sometime this week. Should be really fun. All right, well, moving on, let's get into some news with Spencer. Spencer, what's happening in gaming news?
All right, so just a couple of little things here. We finally got a release date for World of Warcraft Shadowlands, October 27th.
Yeah, I was pretty sure they were going to get us an October release, and they've said they're going to do that no matter what. They're going to push it out, and it kind of worries me. And at the same time, I don't really care because I'm probably not going to get back on WoW for another. At this point, it's just another WoW expansion for me. But I have looked at it and I've seen what they're doing. And I think it will be a good one, but it's still just another WoW expansion. But
yeah, I get it. But it's still exciting. It is some news.
It is. It is. And that's really soon. You know, we're just starting September now. So that's coming up quick.
Yeah. So that's something, something to look forward to if you're into that kind of thing. We did get a January release date for Hitman 3. I don't know if you guys are big fans of this franchise, but I have been, especially since they rebooted it in that kind of like almost the original, or Hitman 1, they did that like season format.
Yeah.
Where they released like a new mission every month. Or so. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. The second one was a lot of fun to play through, so I'm looking forward to Hitman 3.
I haven't played a Hitman game in a long time, but I always enjoyed what I played of them.
It's just so ridiculous, the things you can do in those games.
It is, and like keeping your stealth can mean just wiping out the entire room.
Right.
it's a lot of fun.
It's a puzzle, and you're trying to figure out how to kill people. It doesn't get any better.
Exactly. So I'm looking forward to that one. That'll be something to keep an eye on. January 20th, Inauguration Day.
Oh, boy. Hitman.
That's poetic, right?
Yeah.
Lastly, I don't know if you guys have seen much about this, but have you seen the trailer for Medal of Honor Above and Beyond?
I have.
Ugh. So this is some VR gaming news, because this one is a VR FPS that's coming out.
One of the really cleanest I've seen.
Yeah. So it's they really managed to take an FPS and turn it into a VR game, where you don't have to teleport to new locations and then you're in that same spot until you teleport somewhere else. Like, you really get to trudge along in the trenches with your VR headset on, and you don't have to worry about, like I said, moving on rails or oh, teleport over here and then shoot some guys and then teleport over here, because that's how a lot of these VR games have been. But I think they've really managed to master transferring that FPS experience to VR. At least the trailer looks like it. It's coming out holiday season this year. If you haven't seen the story trailer that just came out, it looks really good.
There's there's a eSport that's a VR FPS. I forget what it, I think it's called Onward.
Onward. Okay, I haven't heard about that.
And I've watched some of the eSports, and that one's actually really cool because it is like true VR. You gotta like crouch and stuff like that, and you're using thumbsticks to move around. They have to actually like throw grenades. So right. I'm really excited to see Medal of Honor take this on and clean it up a bit, because this one does look dated because it's using so much of the VR that the graphics aren't really caught up to it, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, Half-Life Alyx looked really good. The physics are great. My only issue, and the reason that I didn't end up pulling the trigger on a VR headset was, well, one, the price and availability, but Half-Life Alyx, like, it did have a lot of that, like, transporty or your teleport from place to place movement style. Like, you could disable it, but from what I saw when you were doing, like, move yourself and, you know, trudge along, it looked clunky.
It was. That was definitely not where they focused their efforts in that game. And it was obviously more on the physics and the fingers and picking stuff up and manipulating things in the environment. So yeah, I definitely agree with you that it still left something to be wanted, even though it looked incredible and I still want to get my hands on it. It wasn't groundbreaking enough to dive in on VR at the time.
Yeah, so yeah, and that's it. Like, I understand that it was groundbreaking for what it did, but I think now it's time to start looking forward to more and better.
Well, and with the price of these 30 series cards, like, you're not having to, I don't know, it's still breaking the bank to get one of those VR setups.
Yeah, for sure.
They're fucking expensive, but when you're not spending as much on your GPU, it does leave some room for shit like that.
Speaking of cheaper VR headsets, the HP is releasing a new Windows Mixed Reality headset that's Steam VR capable, that is supposed to be on par with the Index for about $300 to $400 cheaper.
Oh, that's
interesting.
It's supposed to have a better visual fidelity. It's not quite as good at tracking as the Index, and the controls are a little less robust, but for the discount that you get over the Index, it's supposed to be pretty good. It's the HP Reverb G2. I think they're looking at $600 total for the full set. Yeah, $599. And the Index is $1,000.
Yeah. And I'm sure when you're saying it's not as responsive and stuff, I'm sure there's like camera upgrades that you can do as well. And you're more apt to do that at a lower price tag.
Right. But, and I think the main thing is like the controllers, the handheld controllers, like on the Index, it's full five finger tracking. It can track each individual finger. Whereas this one's going to be more similar to like the Oculus Rift style.
Yeah.
But,
or the Vive.
Right, the HTC, yeah. And this is still like $200 cheaper than the Vive. So definitely kind of trying to fill that missing gap between Index and Rift at a good price point.
Well, I'm glad there are more companies developing more affordable things in the VR world, because it is not nearly as accessible as even building a PC. You build a VR ready PC and you still need to put in the $800 to $1,000 for VR, and bringing that down to $500 to $600 is going to make it a lot more accessible.
And honestly, I think and I hate to say it because I'm not a huge Facebook fan, but the Oculus Quest, the standalone VR headset that you don't need a PC for, I think was really a game changer in expanding the VR user base.
Right.
And it really gave a lot of these companies the impetus to be like, oh, this can be successful if we do it right and make it affordable enough.
And I think as time goes on, this is turning out to not be as much of a fad as it was like back in the 80s VR, 90s VR when they were tinkering with those giant headsets and shit like that.
Man, even like the early 2010s where it was just the Oculus Rift.
Yeah.
And everyone was all into it for like a year, realized just how expensive it was for how little quality gaming you got, and it kind of sat on the back burner for a while.
Yeah, it's turning into an actual big deal and not just a fad. So it's exciting to see what will come out from that in both, like you said, the Medal of Honor game and the hardware that we're seeing. So yeah, we'll keep an eye on that VR stuff. All right. Well, any more news?
That's it. That's all I got.
Sounds good. I think we should wrap her up for this week. It looks like we're running out of time, so thank you guys for coming by. Come check out our Discord. Check us out on Twitter. Go check out our website, 3guys1up.com, number 3, number 1. You can go to the About Us, find our Twitter, find our Facebook, all through there. You can find our Discord in there as well. So, yeah, come check us out. Thanks for hanging out with us this week, and catch you next week.
Bye.